Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 18th February, recording at 8:53 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights on this interesting day, despite the U.S. markets being closed for President's Day, although some of the futures markets were open. Now, first, the Asian stock markets. Well, it was a quiet day, except for a big upward dynamic by the New Zealand stock market, and that's important because it came right at the January 22nd intraday low. Now, in Europe, we had very good gains in here today. A lot of them were of the order of 2% or higher, and including the FTSE 100 index up 2.75% to 5946. Now, a contributing factor was a report in the Sunday Times saying that Barclays and Lloyds, the two banks, of course, two major UK banks, might be increasing their dividends. But still, that's not going to spill over into 2% gains in Amsterdam and 2% plus, 2.5% in Stockholm. So clearly, these are markets that are beginning to attract some renewed demand in line with my forecasts, really, since that climactic selling on the 22nd of January. Now, also, we've seen some pretty good gains in here while still trading in Brazil, currently up 1,600 points at, telephone number here, 62,872. But the important thing about that is that it had a downside failure. I had mentioned that last week, so it's just extending the rally. And government bonds, weaker in here today. Some of the futures, incidentally, some of the Asian stock market futures, to go back, drop back to that for a moment, are holding up quite well. For instance, the Hang Seng futures trading well beyond Hang Seng, the main index's trading hours. Have regained most of the decline that had been seen today, decline of 389 points. And Japan, which only saw 12 points in Japan, but did much better on the futures here. That's obviously influenced by European trading, but that also spilled over into the futures markets for Wall Street. For instance, the S&P is currently on futures, is currently trading up 16.5 points, and the NASDAQ March contract up 33.5 points. But I had also mentioned that government bonds were down in here today. The dollar was a little bit firmer, not much, but hovering around that 76.25 level in the middle of its trading range for the dollar index. Precious metals had, well, I was going to say a quiet day, but that's not true. Platinum is very strong. Palladium is even stronger. Big day, upwards up $20 in palladium. That's powerful stuff. And silver recouped an earlier loss, and as did gold. Gold bullion is currently at 906.20. It had dipped down to just about 900. And the grains and beans are closed in here today. So that's pretty much the action that we've seen. All right, so what's going on here overall? Well, again, I have emphasized that the most important thing was a selling climax that we had seen back on the 22nd of January. That puts in a bottom of at least near-term significance, and that point has been proven, and so that raises the question, will it be a bottom of medium-term significance? Well, no stock markets that I'm aware of have taken out their lows, and we look at these pretty closely around the globe, and I don't think any stock market has taken out those January lows, certainly not to any degree. I mentioned New Zealand getting that big upward dynamic today. I think on Friday it had dipped fractionally to beneath the intraday low on the 22nd, but nothing material. Also, Russia, you might remember, Russia had done so several weeks ago and then turned right around with an upward dynamic to signal a downside failure. Well, New Zealand's doing the same sort of thing here. Now, those are the weakest ones. And some of the more powerful markets, Brazil, for instance, the palm oil producers, Malaysia, Indonesia, been quite strong. Really, India's one good day, which I wouldn't be surprised if that came tomorrow, from scoring, well, from pushing well back up into the range near its overall highs. And the European markets, while they had fallen much further generally or stayed lower, some of them are pushing back up to those early February highs. Now, this is the second time that they've done that. They did that early last week and then they backed off those levels, or they did it midweek, can't remember, last week, but could not hold the gains and backed away, including a downward dynamic later in the week, but have pushed right back up again. So this evidence continues to favor the bulls. Now, what I notice is that in terms of bearish sentiment, of course, back on the 22nd, people were expecting nothing more than a dead cat bounce and a major collapse. As a matter of fact, in a bizarre example, Dr. Jackson got back, Dr. Jackson Wong, who works for the Investors Intelligence, sits not far from my desk. Got back from Malaysia and Singapore, and he had a financial publication from Singapore which was quoting me talking about a dead cat bounce, and it just quoted a description of what that actually meant, and then said, not in a quote format, but said that's what we're seeing. And almost certainly in the stock markets. Well, we're seeing something considerably better than that in most of these stock markets around the world. And if more markets take out those early February highs, they'll begin to gain traction. Now, of course, the financials are crucial in here. And the European financials had been among the poorest performers. Well, the Japanese financials have been pretty bad as well. But that rally that we saw in Europe today is a positive sign. There's still a lot of work to do for stock markets to repair a lot of the technical damage. But a point that I was going to make is that that sentiment that was so bearish back on the 22nd, looking for nothing more than a dead cat bounce, now people have shifted their views and are saying, well, okay, markets are going up, they'll go up a little bit higher, then they'll go back down and hit new lows. Well, again, I emphasize the last really important thing that happened was that selling climax, and most of these markets have put in a higher reaction low subsequently. So they've got to take out that higher reaction low to offset sideways to higher ranging, which is indicated right now. But to say they'd have to take out that last in the sequence of higher lows before we could look at another retest of the January 22nd lows, let alone another leg on the downside. So what that tells us really is that people are still awfully bearish and very liquid out there. If they'd all piled back in, you'd get a bullish consensus. So behaviorally, this market is still in a good position to get a further rally, provided it doesn't get clobbered by some new devastating item. But people have been I'm jumping at so many of those that the shock value is not quite what it was. So it's interesting, very interesting in here. Japan is one of the more interesting markets also. That TSE2 second section index had a nice little rally in here today. It has got to get above the 3,000 level. Now, I've illustrated that in comment and in a little piece on Japan that I did. But Japan having fallen 50% from the highs, I think that whether those, can't remember whether those highs were last year or in 2006, but the chart will show quickly enough. But it did come down 50% from those levels back into an area that's interesting. And as you know, I've been playing sort of mini plunge protection team here and picking up Japan and Hong Kong. I like their long trading hours, and I like Asia's, you know, in picking up futures contracts there, which I can now protect within the money stops. Okay, what else to mention? Government bonds, I'm short. And I will be adding to those positions almost certainly if they continue to perform. And if stock markets continue to recover, then those bond shorts, those long-dated government bond shorts, will continue to perform. What else to mention? Precious metals. Well, they've been taking the gold and silver have been taking a bit of a breather in here, although they're not all that far off their highs. Platinum and palladium, it's amazing. This platinum lead run up another $50 in here today. This is acceleration. This is a buying climax underway in platinum for at least the medium term, probably, and it probably will be for the medium term. But it's not going to be over until we see a dramatic downward dynamic over a single day and/or a downward week. Those would be the big warning signs, as I've mentioned before. Copper had a good day in here, and if you look at that chart pattern, those who've been to the chart seminar, you'll notice that copper is in a ranging phase. It had broken down out of that range late last year and then punched back up into it, so a downside failure. The rule of thumb on that with that type of pattern is you get a clear failed breakout from a recognizable trading range that the market will then swing back and test at least the opposite side of the range. And that's what copper is or looks like it's going to do. It's not far off the test of the higher side of its range now. And although not quite the peak, but I think this looks more and more like a continuation pattern prior to a big upside move, which is what I expect. Incidentally, mining shares were very, very strong in here today on the Vale or Vale, whichever way you pronounce it, the Brazilian company's 65% increase settlement with I think some of the Japanese and or Korean steel producers. Now, what other industry today has that kind of pricing power? We haven't had the settlement with China yet, but it's going to be big. Okay, what else to mention? Foods, they were not trading in here today, to my knowledge, except we would have had we would have had the white sugar that was up in here again today. That's the UK traded sugar, and I think that's pretty much it. Don't be surprised if we get some firmness in the Asian stock markets tomorrow, Tuesday, at least on the openings, and probably more. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.